For every pain we must bear, there is a reason. For every falsehood that is said, for every tear that is shed, there is a reason. For every grief, for every trial, for every weary, lonely mile, there is a reason. We will trust our Lord as we should, knowing that all this would work for our good, because our God is the reason. In 1947, which was a long time before many of you were ever born, a 21-year-old man named Henry Thomas Mahan became the song leader and the assistant pastor of the Pollard Baptist Church in Ashland, Kentucky. The pastor was named Don Wells, and Don Wells wanted to have a meeting. He wanted to have a two-week meeting, but he didn't know where to look or who to ask. So he asked a fellow named Dr. Charlie Stevens, who was a school principal. Dr. Stevens, do you know anybody? He said, yes, sir, I do. He said, I would recommend that you have Ralph Barnard. Ralph Barnard, who is he? He said, well, he's billed as the evangelist who is different. Brother, he was different. And so they had that meeting, they scheduled that meeting with Barnard, and when Ralph Barnard was introduced, and it was a large church, and they had a balcony like this, and the balcony was filled, the balcony was across this way, filled. Church was packed. 21-year-old Henry Thomas Mahan was right down on the first row. And you never knew what Ralph Barnard was going to do. He wore his glasses like that. And he stood up there in the pulpit, and you wondered if he even knew where he was. And all of a sudden, he looked right down at this 21-year-old assistant to the pastor, song leader, Henry Mahan, and he said, son, and Henry looked around, you're talking, yes, I'm talking to you. He said, do you know Romans 8:28? And Henry said, yes, sir, I do. He said, stand up and let's hear it. So Henry stood up and he said, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And he sat down. Brother Barnard stood there and he said, is that all it says? No, sir, that's not all it says. Well, stand up, son. Let's hear all of it. So he stood up and he said, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And suddenly, as if a new energy had been infused into him, Ralph Barnard said, purpose, purpose, purpose. He said, son, God never does anything by accident. He does it on purpose. When the Lord Almighty created the heavens and the earth, did he do it accidentally or did he do it on purpose? Did he determine that he would create a universe, a cosmos on purpose? That he would create galaxies populated with millions and millions of stars and planets, that he would create a habitable planet called Earth, lighted by millions of stars and a moon by night and a sun by day. Is the universe an accident? I say he created it on purpose. The Earth rotates on its axis. Doesn't feel like it, but it rotates on its axis at 1,000 miles an hour. At the equator. What would happen if the Earth rotated at only 100 miles an hour? Just for starters, days and nights would be 10 times longer. Every 24-hour day period would lengthen to 240-hour days. How'd you like to have an 80-hour work shift? Going to work there? Yeah, when you're getting off? About 3 days. What would happen to our vegetation? What would happen to the grass? What would happen to the trees? What would happen to the crops? Everything would either burn up during the day or freeze during the night. Is it an accident that the length of our days is perfectly suited for humans, for animals, and for vegetables? Is it an accident? Or was it designed that way on purpose? Our sun sustains life on earth, and it has a surface temperature of about 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Is that an accident that the earth is just far enough away from the sun to be warmed by it and not burned up? The moon is 186,000 miles from the earth. Suppose it was only 50,000 miles away from the earth. Would any change? You bet it would. Twice a day, all the oceans would cover the earth. Tides would be so large that we'd all drown. Is that by accident? All the planets move in their orbits, and they move in perfect harmony. Ever wonder why they don't crash together? The harmonious relationship of the planets is perfectly uniform to ensure continuous safety for those of us who live here on the earth. Was that by design? Was that by purpose? Or was that by accident? The exact number, weight, and measure in every part of everything that you see in the heavens guarantees our security here on earth. The air we breathe, 99% of it is oxygen and nitrogen, 21 parts of it and 78 parts of it. The remaining 1% composed of all kinds of things, carbon dioxide, hydrogen, argon, helium, krypton, neon, all these things. So just so we can breathe. And breathe without laboring. Did you realize that a child has 60,000 miles of blood vessels? And a human being, a grown adult, has 100,000 miles. You know that there's 100 trillion cells in your body? That your body is made up of 206 bones, 600 muscles, and 78 organs? That you have a circulatory system, you have a respiratory system, you have a digestive system, you have a skeletal system, your bones. You have a muscular system. You have a nervous system. You have a reproduction system. Is all of that by accident or by design? You, my friend, as the Bible says, are fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, did God create man and put him on the earth on purpose? Are we just the result of evolutionary accidents? Are we merely the products of chance? Random mutations? Or did the Almighty God create us on purpose? I wandered down in the basement this morning to Dr. Pascal Lockwood's class. Nice class, large class. You ought to make yourself available to go down there. And I noticed he had a piece of paper there on the front. And one of the things that said on that paper is basically this, I'm paraphrasing, says that God prepared a Savior before there ever was a sinner. Did you know that? There was a Savior before there was a sinner. What does that mean? It means God knew that when he put man on the earth, he knew he was going to fall. All of that was by design. All of that was done on purpose. Now listen, this is where we get personal. I don't know your life story. I don't know where you came from. I don't know where you were born. I don't know who your parents are. I don't know about your growing up years, but I know this. Nobody is born into this world by accident.